Professor Fogging Foots Foots?
I'm over here.
Ah, there you are. I am Cocking Cowpata.
I'd shake your hand, but as you can see, I'm wearing my mitten.
I see. Well, you have an impressive laboratory here, Professor Foots Foots. What may I ask is that hanging there?
What does it look like?
Well, I would say it's a brass cage for a lady's bustle.
It was made for Lady Windermere. Did you know she was a spy?
Preposterous.
It was my invention.
What are you referring to, Footfoot?
Lady Windermere's brass fantabulous.
A what?
A brass derry air.
Lady Windermere had a brass bottom?
Cowpata, I'm going to tell you a secret. Hidden within the fashionable bustles Lady Windermere wore was a recording device.
Are you implying that Lady Windermere's backside was spying on...
the heads and midriffs of state.
Good grief, man. Which state?
Apparently every state she had the pleasure to turn her back upon. This way. Stay close.
Professor Footsfoots, you are a respected scientist and inventor, but what you are saying is...
shorting your historical circuits, Cowpata.
Are you implying that Lady Windermere was involved in the events that led up to the not-so-great war?
As a historian, Cowpata, you know things were never as we say they were.
What exactly did Lady Windermere capture with your brass fantabulous?
I hope to have all the answers once I locate her final brass bustle.
There was more than one.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't buried with her.
No, we opened a crypt in Saint-Germain. No bustle.
You desecrated Lady Windermere's remains?
I assure you, Cowpata, her desecration was done with the utmost delicacy.
I see. And what type of recording device was your brass fantabulous?
It was a small cylinder tucked within a brass cage. It had a lens that could peek out between the bows of Lady Windermere's bustle.
Good grief, man. How did she sit?
How does any lady sit wearing a bustle?
I imagine it's like being seated with an empty birdcage attached to one's backside.
Exactly, except Lady Windermere's birdcage contained a device that could record whatever was going on behind her back.
I must hand it to you, Footsfoot. That was a devilishly clever use of fashion.
It was because of Lady Windermere's brass tushy that we now know the events that led up to the not-so-great war.
Well, I am here to set our history straight.
Come, Cowpata. Let me show you the marvels of modern science. Now, here, you can see the fitting of the brass fantabulous.
Oh, dear.
No, no, it's all quite proper. Within the bustle is a cylinder that records both sight and sound. As you'll see, I'm teaching Lady Windermere how to walk, so the lens hidden within the bows of her bustle will scan the entire room. It was imperative that her hip movements created a smooth scanning back and forth as she walked across the room while recording everything behind her.
Fogging. Must I turn my back every time I want to document something?
Lady Windermere, please stop wiggling your behind. You're tingling the lens.
No, I'm asking, must I turn my back on everything that I find intriguing?
That is a general idea.
I see. Well, the best gossip always seems to happen behind my back.
Exactly. There. Now, how's that feel?
Strange. But I'll adapt. Hardly wait to return to Rome.
To Italy.
Italian men are notorious gropers. When they try to pinch me, they may find themselves with a fractured finger.
All this was captured by Lady Windermere's bustle?
It was.
Fascinating device, Footsfoots.
Cowpata, to understand the origins of the not-so-great war, we need to begin with the main event that set the entire mechanism into motion.
Well, that was, of course, the infamous Paris fiasco, when the French, the Italian,
no,
the
no,
Russian...
No, it all began with Professor Ludwig von Snipe.
Von Snipe? The man who will stop at nothing.
His unscrupulousness was surpassed only by his mentor, that master of misinformation, Herr Karl von Rove.
Ah, the evil von Rove, also known as the weasel in the bush.
It was von Rove who taught von Snipe the art of manipulating the malleable minds of the masses. Did you know that it all began as a joke?
Von Snipe was hardly known for his humor.
No, he was the brunt of it. It was Lady Chatterley of the Pinkerton Pranksters who unwittingly got the ball rolling.
Lady Chatterley was responsible for starting the Not-So-Great War?
The key word is unwittingly.
But Lady Chatterley was known for her great wit.
Of course, as president of the Pinkerton Pranksters, how could she not? No, Cowpotter. It all began when Lady Chatterley was teaching her new recruits the complexities and the unpredictableness of pulling off a good prank. Fortunately, Lady Windermere was there with her back turned to the class, so I have an excellent recalling of the actual event.
No, I'm going to demonstrate how governments make up misinformation to either embarrass each other or to create fictitious events that will allow one to gain advantage over the other. And most important of all, to have their own misinformed public behind them 100%.
Chatterley created a rumor that the great Zeppelin, the Hindenburg, was filled with flatulence.
So Lady Chatterley was the one who started it all.
She faked the photos.
This is an extraordinary revelation, Footfoot.
We have photos of peasants eating flatulent foods. Brussels sprouts and cabbages, sauerkrauts and Wiener schnitzels, and the notorious naval baked beans.
What a scandal that was! The very notion that the Hindenburg, sailing right above our heads, was inflated with flatulence. The press had a field day.
It was an ingenious piece of misinformation, Cowpotter.
The papers had photos of an enormous contraption that the Huns used to collect the flatulence.
The woof! Blah, hunger.
No, here, as you can see, the woof blah hunger is essentially a large glass vessel standing approximately 3 stories in height, with cranks and valves and dials and a tangle of copper tubing. It was created to capture and refine kraut gas. Now, here we have photos of peasants being fed their favorite flatulent foods. And here they are backing up to a brass bell-shaped megaphone and then bending over and releasing their fragrant fumes, or what we refer to as Prussian perfume.
Of course, it would have taken a considerable portion of the population to fill the Hindenburg.
Surely not women, too.
No, no, Chatterley would never stoop so low. It was reported to be a mixture of kraut and cow gases.
Cows?
It was a blend of peasant and bovine methane that filled the Hindenburg.
My God, man, if such a lethal combination of gases exploded, it could annihilate an entire city.
Highly improbably, because the woof blah hunger never really existed. It was an invention I designed for Lady Chatterley's new recruits.
No.
Yes, yes, I still have the model here somewhere. So, oh, well, it's over here. Oh, look, see?
But it's so small.
Well, they made it appear 3 stories tall.
Amazing.
Needless to say, people stopped booking flights on the Great Hindenburg.
This was all a prank?
At first. But that's when Baron von Hindenburg called in Professor von Snipe.
Kraut gas! I knew I smelled a Frenchy man. La Pew, you will pay for insulting not only the greatest Zeppelin in the history of lighter than air flight, but also for insulting all the God-fearing peasants of the Rhineland.
Yeah?
Frida, get me the Blackamoor.
Der Sultan?
That's right. Herr Sultan Abdullah Aukman Otto Bonmont.
But everyone believed that it was the French who were responsible.
Oh, Cowpotter, you know we always blame someone else.
But wasn't it a Frenchman who hid behind a nom de plume?
Pepe Le Pew.
That's right. Footsfoots, so are you saying that von Snipe was deliberately misled?
Well, someone had to take the blame, so why not the French?